T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
7:09 on this Tuesday morning. I'm Larry Richard.
Good morning. I'm Kevin Battle. Now, we have a huge show today, Larry. Unbelievable. Coming up in a half hour. Well, in an hour, we'll speak to Governor Tom Wolf. And then at 8:30, we'll speak to Paul Mango, who is a central figure in Operation Warp Speed from our region. Ran for Governor Wolf. More details on that coming up here. But first, Larry, our guest in one half hour at 7:30, his name's Christian Boyer. He works for Vector Management Program, Department of Environmental Protection. Check this out. You know how I feel about ticks, and you and Dr. Mike Hutchinson, the Animal General, really have increased my fears in ticks.
Well, the object was not to increase your fear, increase your educational awareness.
Well, you did both.
To save you from potential tick bites.
Now I'm afraid to even walk in my yard. Now, what I have learned from Dr. Mike is that when the weather gets really cold, like right now, under 30 degrees, and there's no snow, you freeze ticks. But when there's snow, they can insulate and live in the ground, which is bad. And what I learned over the weekend, because now I get every update in my email, you know how you start looking at a subject and all of a sudden you get a million updates on that subject in your email because you've got on some mailing list? Tick news comes right to my phone now. Every time there's a new story on ticks in Pennsylvania, I get it. And Pennsylvania has recorded the highest rate ever of tick-carried viruses anywhere in the United States. And we'll have details on that coming up in a half hour.
Yeah. Why is Pennsylvania at the epicenter of this tick virus? And it's really fascinating because it's something it's so microscopic, you don't even think of ticks necessarily unless you've been out and walking around. And you know, if you have pets, they get on their fur and bring them into the house. So it is a concern. And, you know, I know some individuals have dealt with the Lyme disease issue with other ticks. So
yeah,
it's a subject at least worth educating people about.
Yeah, not all ticks are alike, though, Larry. We're talking about the black-legged tick. That's the deer virus tick. Oh, boy.
Which could be different from others, and we'll sort through that. Meanwhile, we do want to talk more in detail with Paul Mango. This is an incredible story because sometimes you wonder, in the moment, Kevin, he ran for governor on the GOP side and didn't make the primary, but he had spent the bulk of his private life at a high level in healthcare with the McKinsey Group, and he also went to West Point. He is a ranger, a father of 5 daughters, and his wife, Dawn, spent time in the military. But my point is this. While he didn't, and this was his first run at a political office, didn't make that, it was fortuitous for the rest of us because he eventually ended up in Washington as the Deputy Chief of Staff in Health and Human Services, and then the pandemic hit.
Yes, and it's an amazing story because not only that, you had to mobilize. Remember, let's go back. I mean, we do a lot of revisionist history, and the storyline has changed so many times people are getting frustrated with it. But go back to late December when I first reported this, December of 2019, first saw the small story. It was 3 lines on AP copy, Associated Press copy, that said that China was quarantining some people because 7 people, it was 7, quarantining 7 people because of an unknown illness similar to the flu, but very contagious. And that's how it started. That was my first glimpse of COVID-19 or what would become COVID-19. And then it all hit the fan. And by late February, we were dealing with it here in Western Pennsylvania. I moved here that late February, early March, and then the offices were shut down. The whole city was shut down. The whole country was shut down. The world.
And the first call came on Friday, January 3rd, 2020. Dr. Robert Redfield, director of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, phoned Alex Azar, the secretary of the Department of Health and Human Services, and said, quote, "We have a problem in China, and the rest is history." And how did a man who spent most of his life here in Western Pennsylvania, Paul Mango, find himself at the epicenter of this unbelievable development of public and private efforts to come up with the vaccine in time to save countless lives?
Yeah, it was a utilization and a partnership of all kinds of efforts to fight one common enemy, which would be COVID-19. And there is now a new subvariant out there, Larry, that they're talking about. It's called Stealth. You'll hear about it throughout the day today, maybe tomorrow. Stealth. It's part of Omicron. It's a subvariant of Omicron. Apparently, there's three different subvariants of the Omicron variant of the virus. I wrote a little bit about it in my editorial on kdkradio.com last week. Apparently, Omicron has 15 mutations on its spike, the protein spike that can evade vaccines. And now this new Stealth is out there, and they're trying to figure out, it's really affecting Norway and Denmark. They're just trying to find out how sick it'll get you. That's all.
Well, you can get your free N95 government mask by the end of the week, maybe at your local pharmacy and stores. Time for horrible news over happy music with our own Kevin Battle.
These are the facepalm stories, folks. The shallow end of the gene pool. Let's start in Crockett, Texas. Walmart shopper is out on bail, Larry. It seems she was in the checkout line, admired two children seated in another woman's cart. Bless her heart, she thought the baby was so sweet that she offered the mom $250,000 to buy her kid on the spot. Mom refused. So, everything's bigger in Texas. The Texan upped the ante. That beautiful baby, so beautiful. I love her so much. How about $500,000? Nope, didn't work. Mom left, called authorities, and the lady was taken to jail. She's out on bail right now.
Woo!
How about Bourbon County, Kentucky?
There you go. That got Paul's attention.
Amen.
GoFundMe pages are all the rage. Very effective way to raise cash for a cause. One small business owner opened an account to help him raise $5,500 to get his impounded work vehicle back. Probably the one that was high-beaming you the other day in the fast lane. He only raised $100 so far, Larry. See, it all started New Year's Day when he accidentally drove that vehicle off the road down an embankment before getting it wedged into a creek. He left that car, ran away from it. Now he needs it back for work. So you'd notice it if you saw it. It's a stretch white limousine with a large stripper pole and lights affixed to the trunk. So if you can help a brother out, just go to the GoFundMe page.
Well, let me dig deep for that guy.
Drop a few bucks.
Go fund yourself.
That's your horrible news over happy music. Imagine seeing that one going down the highway. 12-foot stripper pole bolted to the trunk.
Well, it is Bourbon County, after all.
He says it's a flagpole, but
7:38. This is News Radio KDK. I'm Larry Richard.
And good morning. I'm Kevin Battle. Governor Tom Wolf will join us in 1/2 hour. A lot happening in the state regarding, strike forces in hospitals, natural gas supplies. Also, Larry, liquor control and liquor sales in state stores. We'll talk about all that coming up in 1/2 hour. But first, Larry, some school delays. The KDK Radio Storm Center is open. And earlier in the day, I wondered, why are all these schools on 2-hour delays? I couldn't figure it out. Well, the administrators were right. I was wrong. Some of the surfaces getting a little bit slicker this morning than they were 5 hours ago.
Well, we're just happy you're not ahead of the National Weather Service. This is an issue that has come up frequently over the last few years. The tick issue. And then we come to find out, because now Kevin's been paying very close attention, that there is a big issue, and Pennsylvania seems to be the epicenter of the deadly deer tick virus. And joining us on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline from Vector Management Program with the Department of Environmental Protection is Christian Boyer. Christian, welcome to KDK Radio.
Good morning. Thank you.
I know this may sound like a rudimentary question, but what is the big difference between the deer tick and any other tick? Is it just because they are on deer? And how would we know the difference?
The deer tick virus, the deer tick is morphologically different than some of the other ticks. They're smaller than some of the other ticks. We're concerned about the deer tick because they're the ones that can bite us and make us sick.
Okay, as opposed to that the little fatter one we find on our pets a lot of times. This one's a little bit small.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
A lot smaller, and they call it the black-legged tick, correct?
That's correct. Yeah, and those round ones that you see on your pets, those have started to take on blood, and that's why they're plump like that. So most of the time in the environment, these ticks are pretty flat.
Okay, and what's the difference between Lyme disease, which seems to be very common, and deer tick virus?
Sure, yeah. The Lyme disease is transmitted the causative agent is a bacteria. Deer tick virus, as the name implies, is a virus, and they both are very different. The transmission from a tick to a person in Lyme disease or some of these other tick-borne pathogens take up to 24 hours to be transmitted from the tick to us. However, deer tick virus, it's already kind of preloaded in the tick's salivary glands, and it only takes up to 15 minutes for that transmission to occur to a person.
So how likely is a deer tick to get on a human being and bite you?
Sure. I mean, if you're in the environment, deer ticks have, they're everywhere. We found them in every county in the state. in very high numbers. If you're outdoors in the woods, you're going to potentially come in contact with a tick. And it's actually it's highly likely that you're going to come in contact with a tick. And they will readily get on anything that comes close to them because they're searching for a blood meal so that they can continue their life cycle.
Wow. And black-legged ticks are active in the winter as well as the summer. What are some of the initial symptoms of DTV infection?
They're flu-like symptoms, just like any other arthropod-borne illness that we get. Headache, fever, sometimes body aches, and nausea and vomiting.
Well, wait a minute. That sounds very similar to what we've been dealing with for the last 2 years with the COVID variants. And how would someone know the difference?
That's something that I'm not sure about. That would be a question for people's physicians if they get sick. But it's, more than likely in the summertime, if you have experienced flu-like symptoms, you're probably going to be coming down with a tick-borne illness or a mosquito-borne illness. This time of year, it would be very difficult to differentiate between the two types of illnesses.
Wow. And the Pennsylvania Department of Environmental Protection just reported last week that you detected the highest rate ever of tick-carrying deer virus anywhere in the United States in Clearfield County. Is that correct?
Yeah. That's correct. In the literature, we can only find up to a 25% infection rate. This is an extremely high infection rate and the cause for concern and why we're talking to you today.
What is the infection rate that you found?
92% is what we found there. 23 of the 25 ticks that were collected tested positive for deer tick virus.
Do we have any idea why Pennsylvania, particularly that county, is the epicenter for this?
No, we really don't. And there's, we've been looking for DTV, which I would consider an emerging pathogen causing Powassan virus in humans. We've found it all over the state, not in very high numbers. In the last time we surveyed, which was a year ago, our infection rate for the state was 0.6%. There seems to be these hot spots that crop up. Last year we had Bradford County had an infection rate of 11%, which was extremely high. And Schuylkill County had an infection rate of 4%. So there seems to be these hot spots that crop up, and there's really no rhyme nor reason why that we know of at this point. Clearfield County, we surveyed public use areas, and this park was selected. And in previous years, we found no deer tick virus, and this year, we find an explosion.
And you can find deer tick virus anywhere in these recreational areas, in the forest, in the parks, playgrounds, and fields as well, ball fields. How can you combat it? What should somebody do? Do they spray themselves with something or what?
Yeah, the best thing that people can do, because these ticks will carry a whole host of pathogens that can make us sick, including Lyme disease. The best thing people can do is protect themselves. So when they go outside, and going out and enjoying, the environment, they can wear insect repellent containing DEET. They also can spray their clothes with a permethrin spray and let it dry. And those products are good for up to 6 washes. And that will kill the ticks on contact when they get on you. Other things people can do when they're enjoying the outdoors is walk in the center of the trails. The adult ticks will be on that edge vegetation and the sticks and the grasses on the edge. That's where they're going to be crawling up and hanging out, waiting for you to come by and then grab a hold of you and then search for a spot to feed.
Sounds like a horror film. You can go to the Department of Environmental Protection. There is information on their website, Tick-Borne Diseases. We appreciate you bringing this to our attention, Christian. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Christian Boyer, Department of Environmental Protection Vector Management Program on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. I'm not sure I like what I hear. 752 News Radio KDKA, Larry Richard with Kevin Battle. Today, I drop episode 17, Larry Richard Unfiltered, with Jim Krenn and Sheila Hyland, my podcast. A week ago, we went to the immersive Van Gogh exhibit in Pittsburgh, Kevin. I think you need to immerse yourself in that.
Too much culture for me, probably.
Well, speaking of culture, the art's such a big part of Pittsburgh, and we talked to the legend, Billy Hartung, director of the Center for Theater Arts in Mount Lebanon, but he's a dancer, a singer on Broadway, been in a bunch of movies. Also, Sharon Everson, former Post-Gazette performing arts writer, and her son, Josh Axelrod, who is the current performing arts writer. It was a great opportunity. We'd love to share it with you. And Jim Krenn is on our Disc Institute at Pittsburgh Newsline. Good morning, Jimmy. How you doing?
Great, bud. How you doing? Larry, Kev, how are you?
Good morning, sir.
How about Billy Hartung? This guy's been in everything.
You know, it was such a great experience. I hope everyone will enjoy the podcast because it gives us an insight of, we forget how many movies were made in Pittsburgh, how Pittsburgh's kind of a mini Hollywood in a way with all the movies in our history. We kind of talk about that and touch on that. He was in a million of them. But the funny thing about it was, you and I both talked about this in the podcast, but it reminded me, whenever a movie's made in Pittsburgh, I love going to the theater because there's always someone with an earshot saying something. This happened a few years ago where I remember, oh, you see the hat there? That's Cousin Chucky's hat. They're like, man.
That's so true.
Right? Kevin Costner stayed in Cousin Chucky's hat. They gave him a boatload of money for 2 months. He said it was spectacular. Like Kevin Costner's going to be in an interview going, yeah, I got to tell you, I was in Cousin Chucky's house. He had this thing called a Lompus Room. Had like wood paneling. He had a refrigerator with a beer keg in it. It was spectacular. I can imagine.
A rumpus room.
Yeah. I mean,
is that a Pittsburgh thing, just Pittsburgh?
I think rumpus room is, yeah. I've never heard it anywhere else.
We own rumpus room. Rumpus room's a beautiful room, too. That's wood paneling on the walls. You got to have like a little brewmeister going. That's why Kevin Costner was like, it's just spectacular. I built a rumpus room here in Malibu.
We can argue over cookie trays at weddings with Youngstown, Ohio, and places in New Jersey, but rumpus room will fight you for that.
And the other thing, Jimmy, is you mentioned the movie Striking Distance. Bruce Willis was in that. But some of the movies that are made here, when Pittsburghers see them, they're not anatomically correct when people are driving, you know?
It's the greatest, Larry. You cannot go to Baum Boulevard and end up on Grand Street. You just can't do it. It's blowing my mind here. He went through Armstrong Tunnel. Next thing you know, he's on Northside.
I think Billy Hartung's going to end up putting you in a movie. I'm just predicting in the future, Jimmy.
Larry, you're my agent, as you know. So we got to work on it. He's a great guy, man. Really.
Yeah,
I'm amazed at people with that much talent. I mean, I'm talking a guy who can sing, dance, act, everything, man.
Other than that, he's the father of 6 children, too.
That is the greatest accomplishment, which is amazing. Any parent out there knows that's the hardest and toughest thing, but God bless him, man. He's a great guy.
And
he's humble.
Yeah, and talented, and he's a nice person.
Other than that, he's got nothing going for him.
Other than that, yeah, poor guy.
Except
break.
He's part of our podcast, episode 17, Larry Richard Unfiltered, with Jim Krenn and Sheila Hyland. You can go to kdkradio.com and get it that way or download our free Odyssey app. Jimmy, thank you, partner.
Thanks, brother. See you guys. Thanks. Yep.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.